Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Pohm. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar made an unsuccessful push to get the Affordable Care Act tax credits extended past December. The Minnesota Democrat urged her Republican colleagues before the bill was voted down
to stop these costs on premiums from skyrocketing, to protect health care. We have put forward a very reasonable proposal to extend the health care tax credits that have been helping tens of millions of people for 3 years.
Klobuchar warns that monthly premiums on the health insurance marketplace will double and even triple without the ACA credits. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell is officially throwing his hat in the ring.
If you will stand with me as the next governor of Minnesota, our future will be amazing.
Lindell says the billions of dollars in state government fraud will end under his watch.
Everyone who knows me knows that I micromanage and macromanage my companies. I work tirelessly in making sure that we remove blocks and achieve our objectives.
The Republican candidate says he'd stand against violent crime, exploding property taxes, sales taxes and fees, and unnecessary regulations. A federal court ordered Lindell to pay $2.3 million for defaming Dominion voting systems with false claims about the 2020 election. A man from Plymouth will spend 3 years in federal prison for orchestrating a $420 million bank fraud scheme. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Matthew Onofrio coached investors to lie to banks and falsify financial statements to secure loans for commercial properties they couldn't afford. Between 2020 and 2022, Onofrio completed 68 deals involving more than $420 million in fraudulent loans, netting more than $35 million. Minnesotans should keep safety in mind as they try to stay warm during a bitter cold snap over the next few days. CenterPoint Energy spokesperson Joshua Soley says it's important to remember a few things if you're using a space heater.
Make sure it has an automatic shutoff and keep children, pets, all items at least 3 feet away from it. And if you use a space heater that uses propane, wood, natural gas, make sure it's vented to the outside.
Sub-zero temperatures are expected in Minnesota this weekend with wind chills as low as 30 to 40 below zero. The Golden Gopher volleyball season ended with a 3-0 loss at Pittsburgh last night in the NCAA Sweet 16. The Panthers topped Minnesota 25-16, 25-23, and 25-22 to remain unbeaten at home. Carly Gilk and Kelly Kinney had 9 kills each, and Julia Hansen had 8 for the Golden Gophers. This is MNN.